Today is Cinco de Mayo, or the 5th of May. The holiday commemorates the Mexican Army's unlikely victory over the French during the Battle of Puebla on this date in 1862. The Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas will celebrate the occasion Saturday at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale. The festival theme reflects the organization's motto of celebrating education, culture, and community. Margarita Solorzano, the nonprofit's director, says the event has become a multicultural celebration.
We have African performers, we have Hmong performers, Marshallese, Colombian, Salvadorian, you name it. This is a multicultural, multinational event that we are trying to create, and because at the end is we are here in this community, so we want to be part of it. We want to participate and just educate people about what is for us or what is important for us to be united in the celebrations, and also having more people involved in community affairs.
This will be the 12th Cinco de Mayo Festival organized by HWOA, which was founded in July of 1999. The Guiding, Empowering, Mentoring, or GEM program is one of the services offered by the organization. Patricia Vargas is the coordinator for the GEM program, which helps Spanish-speaking residents find opportunities for self-development, education, and employment. Vargas says Saturday celebration will feature a variety of entertainment, including arts and crafts.
We're going to have different activities like craft activity, three tables set up. One table is going to be dedicated just to face painting. Another table is going to have like paper dolls and crafts of making butterflies and different little arts and craft things for children. And then, of course, we have the games that are going to go on hourly, like balloon stomping and a hula hoop escape and things like that. And then Margarita will tell you a little more about the entertainment that's going to be there.
Yeah, we have folkloric dance groups from different parts of the Latin America. We have live music, dancing. So it's the whole 8 hours are going to be full of activities, music, food vendors.
I don't know how we're going to fit it all in the day. And then we're even going to have something a little bit different, the African collage, which they're going to play all different kind of African instruments.
Rhythms.
Which I'm really excited to see.
The family-friendly festival will also feature a taco eating contest and a visit from the Razorbug. The event kicks off at 1 p.m. and will culminate with a scholarship presentation in the evening. Although admission is free, money raised from renting booth space to a variety of vendors helps fund scholarships that are awarded to Hispanic students. During the last decade, the organization has awarded 190 scholarships.
This year, we have 25 recipients, and some are going to receive up to $5,000. So our regular scholarship is $500, and we give that every year. But this year we have some receiving $5,000. So it's a good semester, and it's to encourage more students to go into higher education. Certainly we don't pay for everything, but there is a good help, and it's to reward their citizenship, their scholarship, their all the good things they are doing to improve themselves and continue. And in the near future, we will have them as the leaders of our community. So we want them to be well prepared and ready to take the
reins in their own hands, and
in their future, because if they improve their lives, their families are going to improve.
And then another thing that she takes into that the organization takes into consideration a lot of, as far as the scholarships are concerned, is their community involvement as well. And then a good thing about once you know they receive their scholarship or what have you, pretty much the majority of them stay really involved in the organization and continue to help out the ones that come next in line. You know, so they're always there helping out. We have several that help out with the personal development workshops and such. So they're continually growing, but yet they're always giving back to the community, which is really important.
Once a student has received a scholarship, the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas continues to offer assistance to the recipient.
We try to keep in touch with them to inform them about other opportunities, about not just for scholarships, internships, whatever way that we can support them. Sometimes just assisting with the family issues that they are going through. So putting them in contact with the right people, and either at the community college, at the University of Arkansas, or any school they decide to go. We try to be there to support them, regardless of if they receive the scholarship or not. But those who are already enrolled, certainly we try to follow up to see how are they doing and what else can we do to support them.
The scholarship's like a jump start, like an incentive for them to get started and to do something that the majority of them probably are the first in their family to try to do. And so we want to support them in that so that they can accomplish their goal. But yet, like she says, once they receive that scholarship, we help out in whatever way we can from that point forward. But we want yearly to give the opportunity to someone new.
The 12th annual Cinco de Mayo Festival will last from 1 to 8 p.m. Saturday, and Solórzano says the event is open to all. More information is available at 751-9494 or hwoa.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.